Please, let's be praying for VBS this week.
明天开始是暑期，圣经夏令营，希望你们大家为这个事情祷告。我们会跟香溺 Bible Church 在一起搞这个活动。
So everyone should have a bulletin. And please follow along and take some notes here if you would, please. So, our theme for this year, Christ is the head of this house.
我们今年的主题是基督是我家之主。
And as we look at David and Bathsheba today, we will remember last time we looked at David and Micah, we saw what true love is and what false love is.
上一次我们讲到大卫跟麦加的故事，今天我们要讲大卫跟八十八的故事。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day. We lift up our hearts to you to worship you and to praise you.
主，我们感谢你，今天我们来到你面前，我们把我们的心交给你，我们也来敬拜你。
Father, we pray for the VBS this week. We ask that you would blessAnd bring out the children that they might hear the word of God and speak to their hearts, we pray.
我们为暑期圣经学校祷告，愿意你来祝福那些孩子们的心，让他们有这样的心来参加这个活动。
We pray for those in our midst who are traveling, and today I believe Robert and Jean and Jacob are returning to Kansas City. Give them safety as they travel.
我们也为那些外出的弟兄姐妹祷告。特别 Robert 他们一家今天会回到我看他是城来。
We pray for those among us who are weak or sick. We ask your hand be upon them to restore them and give them health.
我也为那些身体有软弱的祷告，愿你的手在他们的身上。
Father, we ask that your Spirit would anoint your servant and anoint our hearts to hear and receive the word of God. We thank you.
我求你用圣灵膏你仆人的心，也膏仆人的口，让我们弟兄姐妹也膏我们弟兄姐妹一起。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
To be honest with you, I struggle with temptation. And if you were to be honest, you would say,Probably that you struggle with temptation too.
我诚实地说，我会为这个有诱惑，我会有一个征战。我想你们大家若是诚实的话，你们也会有一些诱惑，会征战。
We read in the verse here today, 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 27. But the thing David had done displeased the Lord. Here was a man after God's own heart.And he struggled with temptation.
今天我们要讲的那个撒母耳记下大卫是一个神的仆人，但是他也是心里面有那个为那个诱惑有这个征战，所以我们今天要看他的故事。
How could someone fall into moral failure? How could it happen? We want to look at David and learn from him.
我们来看一下为什么像大卫这样的人也会犯这样的罪。我们今天来 看一下他的故事。
First of all, we need to ask ourselves the question, what is love?
首先我们要问自己一个问题，什么是真正的爱？
There's a lot in the Bible about love. Jesus told us to love God and to love others.
圣经当中有许多关于爱的教导，耶稣告诉我们要爱神，要爱人如己。
1 Corinthians 13 gives us a list of all the things that define what love is and what it is not.
林前十三章他列出许多关于爱是什么，爱不是什么。
I is not envious. Love is not envious, boastful, proud, rude, self-seeking, or easily angered, and it does not hold stuff against one another.
所以爱是不嫉妒，不张狂，不自夸，不张狂，不求自己益处，也不轻易发怒，也不算计别人。
Love is patient, kind, truthful, protecting, hopeful. It never fails, but always perseveres with the other person, even when it is hard, and you don't really feel like doing it.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，凡事包容，凡事盼望，爱是永不止息。有的时候就是当我们心里实质不愿意的话，我们还是要坚持去这样做，与别人相处。
In other words, is putting the person who you love first, even before yourself.
所以你要把你爱的那个对象放在前面，放在你自己之前。
That's what love is.
这就是真正的爱。
What is lust?
那什么是情欲呢？
At the core of lust is selfishness and a lack of self-control, none of which are valuable characteristics in God's eyes.
情欲是的核心是自私，他不尊重别人，也缺乏自我控制，在神的眼中他不是一个宝贵的特质。
Lust is self-centered. It's all about putting your desires firstwithout giving a thought to the other person that you're lusting after.
情欲是以自我为中心的，它是把自己放在前面，它并不顾及你所那个情欲的对象。
Now we need to understand that lust works differently between guys and girls.
情欲在男人与女人之间有一些不同。
Usually guys lust after the physical, what they see and touch.
男人比较注重外表的，比较注重可以触摸到的东西。
Whereas girls is usually more emotionally based, what makes them feel good or special.
女人比较注重情感，她们愿意自己被别人眼中看得宝贵。
So we need to understand what lust is and how it works.
所以我们必须明白这个情欲的特征是什么。
What is the difference?
他们之间有什么差别呢？
The difference between love and lust is the attitude of your heart.
所以爱跟情欲当中最大的差别是你心中的态度。
If you're in love, the attitude of your heart is one of selflessness, not caring about yourself with the other person as your focus. But if you are in lust, the attitude of your heart would be one of selfishness. Your focus is on yourself.
当你是真正的爱的时候，你的最主要的特征你是无私的，那你的爱的话，你的焦点是放在你所爱的对象上。但你若是被情欲所驱动的话，你的爱是的态度是自私的，你的焦点是放在自己身上。
So true love is driven by a godly desire to provide, care, nurture the other person's needs.
真正的爱是一种虔诚的欲望所驱动，你是为了用这种驱动去为别人去提供去培养别人的需要。
Whereas lust is driven by an ungodly desire to provide, nurture, care for your own selfish needs or pleasures.
那欲望只是受一种自己的自己不虔诚的这个自己的欲望所驱动，是来滋养跟照顾我们自己的感受。
So here, today, every person should know about the stages of lust, the struggles of temptation that we have.
那今天我们希望我们每个在座的都能够了解到这个情欲的发动的这个不同的阶段。
So we see David here in his struggles. We see the stages that he went through in his temptation.
我们可以看一下大卫在这个他这个受这欲望控制的这个六个不同的阶段。
We may ask the question, how can a man after God's own heart fall morally?
你们会问为什么一个合神心意的人会在这个道德上会跌倒。
And we're reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, therefore let him who thinks he stands,Take heed lest he fall.
林前十章二十一节告诫我们，所以自己以为站立得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So let us learn from David, because we could also fall like David fell.
让我们从大卫的故事当中汲取经验教训，因为我们也会跌倒。
So the battle against sexual immorality and lust.This struggle is something that we live in our society today.
在我们这个社会当中，我们每天都会为这个性不道德或者是情欲的挑动勾引所做这个斗争。
So what is the first stage? What's the first struggle that David faced?
我们看一下大卫的第一个阶段。
David's temptation illustrates the truth of James chapter 1 verses 14 and 15.
那第一阶段就是这个情欲怀胎的阶段，它所印证的是雅各书当中第一章14节到15节当中的话。
Here it tells us, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust or desires and enticed. And then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲引诱诱惑，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既成长，就生出死来。
So we see here the path, the lust, the desire that leads to sin, and the path to death.
我们看到在这边就是私欲先然后生出罪来，罪也导致我们死亡。
What is the thing that entices us. The word entices is like a bait that catches our...
这个什么是来诱惑我们的呢?
I think of these two fish here. The one fish says, I don't know, Frank, these gals look like trouble.
你看到这个图片当中两条鱼,一条鱼说,看上去这两个东西是会有麻烦。
But the bait is there, and the fish look at the bait, and it looks like trouble, but they eat of that.
那鱼看到这个诱饵，它太诱惑了，所以在最后他们还是去咬了。
So this reminds us of this fact here. Be careful what you entertain. Sin fascinates before it assassinates.
就像我们今天生活当中所遇到，我们有的时候去做一些娱乐的活动，那我们知道这个娱乐的活动有的时候就像我们犯罪一样，它先是勾引引诱惑我们，但最后就会杀死我们。
A person may say, well, I'm very curious about this, or it entertains me, but it also will assassinate us. It will cause us much trouble.
所以你会有的时候被这样的各种的娱乐的被这样的各种的娱乐有所诱惑，你觉得这个对我来说是一个很开心的事情，但最后它会导致你的死亡。
What problems here did David have?
那大卫有什么样的问题呢?
You remember how David had, as a young man, he had killed a bear, and then he had killed a lion as he was a shepherd.
当你们知道大卫年轻的时候，他杀死熊，杀死狮子。
And then later he killed the Goliath, the giant, and he became a brave soldier.
他杀死了哥利亚，他变成一个很伟大的战士。
But now David is faced with a greater giant.
现在大卫所面对的是更大的一个挑战。
And the greater giant he's facing is a giant called.Lust.
那他所面对的这个大的挑战是情欲。
And the giant here is within him. David is facing this giant of lust.
所以情欲是在他的心中。
And the problem with David here, first of all, was a problem of idleness.
那第一个问题他是比较懒散。
It was springtime, it tells us here. It was a time for battle. Soldiers would go out to war andDavid stayed at home.
那个时候他们军队都出去打仗，但是他自己待在家里。
And David stayed at home reminds us of the fact that idleness isn't just the absence of activity. We all need regular rest.
他说这个像这个懒散实际上不单单是一个没有这个活动，没有去运动。
But idleness is also activity to no purpose. Sometimes,it's not just doing nothing, but it's doing everything with no purpose in mind.
或者他做一些事情是没有任何目的的去做。
Samuel Johnson said these words, If you are idle, be not solitary. Don't be alone.
那Samuel约翰逊他讲, 若是你闲着的时候,
And if you're solitary, if you're alone, don't be idle. These two things cause problems when they come together.
你若是孤独,
David was idle and he was alone.
当时大卫是又孤独又闲着。
Now, I thank those last week who fixed our emergency lights. We were testing them out today. I think you saw the lights come on. They work. Did a good job.
感谢弟兄们上个星期一起花上辛劳把这些紧急出口的那个灯都做好了修好了。
So the electricity went off and the warning signs came on.
当那个电停掉的时候，那些这个紧急出口的灯就会亮起来。
And what happened to David? There were warning signs that came on. They flashed the warning signs, but David paid no attention to the warning signs.
大卫的生活当中，像他紧急的这个灯已经亮了，但是大卫对这个没有任何的反应。
And so the problem next, David has a problem with his imagination.
那大卫第二个问题，他是有一个幻觉，一个想象。
Now a man can't be blamed if a beautiful woman comes into his sight, but if the man takes a second, longer look in order to feed his lust, he's asking for trouble.
如果一个男的看到一个很美丽的姑娘经过他的面前，他不应该受到指责。但是若他怀着情欲，很长久的看那个姑娘，那你就是自寻麻烦。
So the giant of lust, David let that giant carry him away one evening. He'd taken a nap, he got up and walked on the top of the rooftop. And as he walked around on the roof of the palace, from the roof he saw a woman bathing.
所以大卫就是他让自己的情欲被诱惑。他有一天太阳落山的时候，他从皇宫的平顶上看到一个
Now, David right away had to make a choice. Do I turn away or do I look again?
大卫他可以做一个选择，他或者是可以转头，或者他可以继续再看。
You know, it tells us that Jesus said these words in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 28, that everyone who looks at a woman with a lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
所以马太福音耶稣说，凡是看见女人就动淫念的，这个人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。Jesus
is so strong about these words, he said, if you have to, pluck your eye out. If you're tempted by keeping looking and lustful looking, take your eyes out.
耶稣用了很强烈的话语指责，他说，若是你这样做的话，你还不如把自己的眼睛给挖出来。
Now, I'm not saying you should take your eyes off. Maybe you need to take your glasses off so you don't look around.
我的建议是，至少你要把自己的眼睛摘下来，你不要再去看这样的。
And then Jesus also said, if you can't control your hands, cut off your hand.
主耶稣也说，你假如不能控制你的手的话，你把手也砍掉。
So the giant of lust comes. You've got to control your eyes. You've got to control your hands.
当你那个情欲受情欲的勾引的时候，你要控制自己的眼目，控制自己的手。Remember
when Joseph faced the same temptation, he ran, he fled from the scene.
你们,
he said no.
你们应该还记得，约瑟他所受到试探的时候，他是逃离这个现场。
And we should pray like Jesus told us in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. That should have been the prayer David should have prayed.
Yeah, 这个就像我们应该记得在耶稣在这个圣经当中的祷告，他说让叫我们不遇见试探，大卫是应该这样做。So
the lights are flashing, David went ahead.
紧急灯已经亮了，但是大卫还是继续去做。The
third problem, David was a problem of information.
第三个问题就是他要去获取这个信息。
When God forbids something, God says, do not do this, and calls it sin, we shouldn't try to get more information about it.
当神禁止某些事情，这些事情是为罪的时候，我们就不应该继续去换取这样的，试图获得更多的信息。
In Romans 16:19, I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil.
罗马书16章19节就讲，我们愿你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。
So what is good, we need to get more information, but what is not good, we don't need more information.
当善事的事情你可以更多的得到信息，但在恶的事情上你不应该去追求更多的信息。
So next, what did David do? I want more information. Who is she?
大卫是采取一个不同的态度，他说他是谁。
And he asked for a servant to go and get more information.
他叫他的仆人去获得更多的信息。
I'm going to get on the internet, find out if I could find Bathsheba on the internet.
他要到英特网上去发现那巴士巴是什么样一个人。
He learned that she was a married woman, first of all.
他知道他是那个妇女是已经婚了，已经结婚了。
He learned that she was the granddaughter of his most trusted advisor, his counselor. That was his granddaughter.
他是他最喜欢的那个顾问的孙女。
David knew the law and should have applied it to his own heart. He knew better.
大卫是知道律法的，他应该知道这个样不应该这样做。
You know, the Ten Commandments tells us very clearly, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And then it also tells us you should not commit adultery.
所以十诫当中已经有这样的告诫，我们不可以去渴慕邻居的妻子，不可以犯奸淫的罪。
Now we live in a day of information.
我们现在处在这个信息的时代。
And the internet gives us a lot of information, but the internet also is a cesspool of evil.
那互联网给了我们许多的信息，但是也有许多糟粕的东西在里面。
Now I'm speaking to young men, especially here. Many young men who have, on the internet, have gotten into the trap of pornography by looking at all these different pictures that they find on the internet.
特别是年轻人，告诫这年轻人在网上有许多色情的东西，他们不应该去看。
They think they want more information. I'm curious. I want to find out more. But you don't realize that it takes you down.
那些年轻人他说觉得我可以看一下，应该没有什么关系。但是这样的话，他会堕落，你就会堕落。
So every person should know that the conceiving of lust.Leads to sin.
每个人都应该知道，当你这个所以这个私欲会怀胎的话，带我们到罪里面。
That giant of lust will capture and lead to sin, will defeat us and lead us to sin.
这个大的巨大的这个私欲会引导我们去引我们走向罪。
So we see the second stage, the second struggle that David had.Lust committing sin.
所以我们第二就看到大卫这个在这边就私欲引向这个罪。
So the lust was about ready to give birth to sin, to doing what is wrong.
私欲引向犯罪就他就开始做这个犯罪的事情。
And the path of sin, as we reminded in Proverbs chapter 6, David was about to be robbed by lust, he was about to be burned by the fire, he was about to be disgraced and destroyed.It's a downward path.
那箴言第六章所告诫我们的，就像大卫，他会被掠取，他会被烧毁，他会被羞辱，会被毁灭。
And David needed to pay attention to what Proverbs says here. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself.
那大卫那个时候已经被淫乱的心所诱惑，所以他就一直走一条向下的道路。
And then we see here not only the path of sin, but we see the picture of sin.
那我们还看到这个不单单是一个走向淫乱的这个道路，我们还看到这个淫乱的一个景象。
David and Bathsheba not only sinned against them, others, but they also, we need to see that this is sin against God.
大卫和巴士巴他不仅犯罪是对别人有个犯罪，他们也对神有一个得罪了神。
For it is God who established marriage and wrote the rules that govern it.
因为神建立了婚姻，并建立了这个婚姻的规则。
So, as reminded in Hebrews chapter 13, that marriage should be honored by all.
那希伯来书里面讲到，婚姻要被所有的人都尊重。
And the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all sexual immorality. God will judge.
床也不可污秽。为狗行淫的人，神必要审判，神必会审判。
So serious was adultery in the time of Israel that anybody who was caught in this sin was taken out and stoned to death.
在以色列那个通奸的时候，被视为一个非常严重的罪，会用通奸的男女要拉出去用石头被打死。
Now, today.Someone who's caught in adultery may not be stoned to death, but there are the consequences. And what is done in secret, God says in the New Testament, will be revealed to all.
所以今天我们这些通奸的男女不会被用石头打死，但是他们所做的这件事情在日光之下都会被暴露出来。
So life application number two, every person should know that the committing of sin...leads to destruction.
每个人都应该知道，当我们这个犯罪的道路会导致这个毁灭。
Don't think you can get away with it. It does not. It leads to destruction. It leads to troubles.
不要存在这个侥幸的心理，觉得你可以逃避这个惩罚。
So we see here that David committed that sin, and he sent his servant.David was slayed or killed by the giant of lust.
那大卫受这个诱惑，私欲的诱惑，他犯了罪。
And then the messenger came to Bathsheba's house, and Bathsheba was also killed by the giant of lust. Wow, the king wants me.
那巴士巴在这里面也有罪。
So we see here how lust destroyed them both.
他们两个人都被罪毁灭。
Then we come to the third stage, the third struggle. Lust trying to cover up what it did.
第三个就是我们看到他们想遮盖这个私欲。
And the woman conceived, Bathsheba became pregnant, and she sent a message to David.Afterwards and said, I am with child.
那八十八他后来怀孕了，他就差人去告诉大卫，他说我怀了孩子。
The ball is in your court, David. What are you going to do now?
他把这个皮球踢回到大卫的那边，他说先你应该采取一个行动。
And David again was being defeated by the giant of lust.
那大卫他因为受了这个现在完全是因为情欲所控制。
And so he began to make plans how to cover up his sin.
他开始做计划来掩盖这个罪。
First of all, he devised a plan to cover up his sin. He sent for Uriah, the husband, that he could come back from the battlefield, hoping that this brave soldier would go home, spend time with his wife.
他首先的第一个计划就是他要把乌利亚从战场上召回。希望这个勇士回家之后跟妻子同房。
In fact, David ordered him, go home, and gave him a gift. Here's a takeout dinner. You could take it home with you.
他命令他回家，甚至提供他的美食，但是。
But the soldier disobeyed. He stayed at the king's servants that night. He didn't obey David.
但是那乌利亚没有服从他的王的命令，他跟他的王的仆人在一起。
Plan two then came. David questioned Uriah, "What's wrong with you?"
然后大卫就有第二个计划，他问你为什么不回家呢？你为什么不回家呢？
Why didn't you go home? And Uriah said, well, how could I go home if the ark of the Lord is still in the battlefield and those soldiers are out there? I could not be a good soldier and do that.
那乌利亚的回答是，约柜和以色列的犹大兵都在安营扎寨在棚里，我不可以回家。
So plan number three came up. David invited Uriah, come to the palace, come and have a dinner with me.
第三个计划就是他邀请乌利亚到自己的宫中。
How low can we get? And David made Uriah drunk, drank with him.
大卫把乌利亚给灌醉了。
Now go home.
可以这样乌利亚就可以回去了。
And Uriah did not. He slept outside the palace and did not go home.
但乌利亚就在宫的外面睡觉，他没有回家。
David was so frustrated, he came up with plan number four. Notice how worse it gets.
大卫非常沮丧，所以他就有计划第四条。
David had Uriah killed. Send him out to the front of the battle and withdraw the soldiers and let the enemy kill him.
他又谋划那乌利亚被杀，所以他把他送到战场的最前线，然后让借敌人的手把他给杀了。
And after the time of mourning had passed, David brought Bathsheba to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son.
那哀哭的日子过了之后，大卫就把乌利亚的妻子巴士巴接到宫中，让他做了自己的妻子。
But don't skip over the last sentence in chapter 11. Very important. But the thing David had done displeased the Lord.
但我们不能忽略的是第十一章最后一句话。他说大卫所行这事耶和华甚不悦。
David thought he had gotten away with it. Nobody knew. It was secret. But God sees everything you do. God is there.
大卫觉得他做的自己神不知鬼不觉，但是他这样的做神看在眼里，神不喜悦。
And Proverbs 28 verse 13 reminds us, he who covers his sin will not prosper. David, you're not going to prosper. You're not going to have any more success when you cover your sin.
箴言当中教导我们，遮盖自己罪过的必不亨通。
So,every person should know that the covering of sin leads to more guilt.
我们每个人都应该知道，当你遮盖自己的罪的话，你会有更多的罪。
And so we need to learn from David what we should do and not what we shouldn't do.
我们要从大卫的身上学到我们应该怎么这样做，应该怎么样不做。
So we're in chapter 11, it seems like David has succeeded. The giant of lust, his friend.
好像我们看到在这个故事在这边的结束的时候，好像这个大卫成功了，他把他的情欲他得到了满足。
But then we come to chapter 12, and we need to see what happens here.
然后我们就看到12章当中就我们看到他继续的故事。
That sin needs to be confessed, not covered, but confessed.
那个罪是要被忏悔的，悔改的。
And so God was not pleased, he sent Nathan, a prophet, to speak to David.
神不喜悦这个事，他差遣了先知拿单去见他。
And so Nathan tells David a story.
拿单给大卫讲了个故事。
That there were two men in his town, and one man was rich, and the other man was poor.
他说城里面有两家人，一个是富人，一个是穷人。
And the rich man had many cattle and many sheep, but the poor man only had one little lamb.
那个富人有很多的牛羊群，那穷人只有一个小羊。
And he raised that, and it was like one of his children. He fed it. And then the traveler came to the rich man. And the rich man wanted to feed this friend, this traveler. And so instead of taking one of his own sheep, he took the sheep of the poor man and killed it and gave it to the traveler.
那穷人把自己的小羊羔当自己家人一样的喂养，跟他的女儿一同的长大，所吃所喝睡在房中。那富人有一次来招待这个远方来的客人，他不是把自己家里的牛羊杀了，而是偷了那个穷人的羊，把那个羊给杀了，去来招待这个客人。
David heard about this, and David was angry. He burned with anger against that man. He said to Nathan, "That man should die. He should be killed for what he did."
大卫听了这个故事就非常的恼怒，他说，这个人行这个事人该死，我们应该要他赔四倍的羊羔。
And he should pay four times for stealing that lamb. He should pay four times for that. And he should have no pity upon him.
他要赔四倍的罪，他行这个事应没有一个怜悯的心。
And then Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
拿单指着大卫说，你就是那人。
God struck David down with these words. David, you are that man.
神的话通过先知拿单的口重重的打击了大卫。
Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing this evil in God's eyes? You have struck down Uriah, this brave soldier, with the sword. And you have taken his wife to be your own. David, you are the man.
你为什么藐视耶和华的命令，行他眼中为恶的事？你借人的刀杀害了赫人乌利亚，又娶了他的妻子为妻。
We must never forget there are consequences to sin.
我们不能忘记我们犯罪是有也是有结果的。
David said that man should pay four times, and David then did pay four times for his sin.
大卫说他那人应该赔四倍的罪，大卫自己也赔了这个四倍的罪。
Bathsheba's baby died. His sons, three of his sons were then killed later in later years. David paid four times. Four sons were killed or died.
八十八的婴儿死了，他的儿子，他有四个儿子也被杀死了，所以大卫他也赔了四倍的罪。
But then, with God, there is also grace and mercy. There is pardon. And David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord."
那大卫对拿单说，我得罪了耶和华，我得罪了主了。
And because he confessed his sins, the Lord replied through Nathan, "The Lord has taken away your sin, and you're not going to die."
因为他的承认了这个罪，拿单说耶和华已经除掉你的罪，不至于死。
Have you ever opened up to Psalm 51? These are the words of David that he spoke when he confessed his sin to God.
当你看到诗篇五十一章的时候，你就会看到这是大卫对神悔过的这个诗篇。
I remember a brother one time confessing to me how he had fallen into sin. "What should I do?" And I said, "You should read Psalm 51. And on the phone together, we read Psalm 51, and this brother prayed for God's forgiveness.
那我有一个弟兄也一次跟我交通的时候，他说他为了他有这个犯罪的行为，我跟他一起分享诗篇五十一篇，我们一起读这个五十一篇，然后他就愿神来原谅他。
Have mercy on me, O God. Wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before you. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge."
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除清洁，并解除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我的面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Whatever that sin may be, we need to confess it to God. and ask for His forgiveness.
不管我们犯了什么罪，我们都要到神的面前悔改。
Every person should know that the confessing of sin leads to forgiveness.
每个悔改的人都知道，在神的面前悔改罪，能够得到神的宽恕。
But lust is the fifth stage here, the fifth struggle. There's also chastening.
但是我们也知道，这个情欲会受到这个惩罚。
The Lord said to him, because you showed contempt for the Lord's word, the son born to you will die.
所以神说，因为你行这个事，所以叫耶和华的仇敌得到了亵渎的机会，所以你的孩子必定要死。
And the child became very sick, and then the child died.
所以孩子被生病很重，然后就死了。
Every person should know that the chastening of sin leads us to growth, leads us back to God.
每个人都应该知道这个罪的惩罚实际上会使我们成长。
And so the sixth stage, the struggle, is who's going to be the victor?
那第六个就是我们要知道怎么样去战胜这个情欲。
So we see here lust conquering. The enemies, they had finally, they called David to go forth to battle and they defeated the Amorites. The city there of Rabbah was captured.
所以后来我们看到拉巴城还是被获取了。
And so we're reminded of the enemies of our soul, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is of this world.
我们知道肉体的试探、眼目的情欲，就是世界上，都是从世界上来的。
And these temptations that we face, we need to watch and pray so you'll not fall into temptations, what Jesus told His disciples.
对于这些试探，就像耶稣告诫他的使徒说你们要警醒祷告要不要陷入试探
Every person should know that the conquering of sin leads to victory
每个人都要知道对这个情欲的战胜会带来这个胜利
And so we face the giant of lust the giant of temptation whatever that might be to you or to me and we have to conquer that giant or that giant will conquer us
我们当我们面对这个情欲的挑战的时候我们一定要战胜它否则它就会战胜我们
But we also see here God's grace
这边我们也看到神的恩典
Before her son died God called Bathsheba Uriah's wife but in verse 24 of chapter 12 she is called David's wife which suggests that like David she is also marking a new beginning
在他的儿子去世之前神称八十八位乌利亚的妻但我们到二十四章的时候他被称为大卫的妻所以他们就像大卫一样他就有了个新的开始
Please look at this God's grace we see that the wife of Uriah is mentioned in the family of Christ the genealogy of Christ along with three other women because of God's grace
当我们看到在基督的家谱中提到乌利亚的妻子和其他的三个女子。
And then we also see God's love. The Lord loved him and even gave Solomon, which means peaceable, a special name called Jediah.
所以我们还要看到神的爱耶和华的爱他给他们的第二个孩子所罗门起名叫一个和平的意思。
Later, Bathsheba gave birth to Solomon. And Solomon's special name, Jediah, means loved by the Lord.
所罗门大卫跟巴西巴他们生的第二孩子叫所罗门他的起名叫耶底底亚实际上意思是耶和华爱他。
So David and Bathsheba looked at Solomon. His very presence reminded that God had graciously forgiven their past and lovingly had plans for their future.
所以大卫跟八十八看着所罗门他就像提醒他们神宽恕了他们的过去并给他们有一个未来。
So we're reminded of this. Do not forget what happened to David, but also see how David turned back to God.
所以我们今天所被提醒，不仅是要不能忘记大卫所犯的罪，我们要看到大卫是怎么样转向回转，然后得到神的爱。
Let's bow in prayer together.
我们继续祷告。
Father, we must learn here from the story of David and Bathsheba.
天上父神，愿我们都从大卫和八十八的故事当中得到启示。
When we're faced by the giant of lust, we either conquer it or it conquers us.
当我们面对这个情欲的挑战时候，我不是我们战胜他，就是他战胜我们。
And we cannot cover up our sin, Lord. We must confess to you our sin.
我们不能遮盖我们的罪，我们要在你面前，把我们的罪坦白我们的罪。
And by your grace and your love,
愿你的恩典，你的爱，
we have a new beginning.
让我们有一个新的开端。
Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
主，我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。Amen.
请大家一同起立，我们唱最后一首诗歌254。